So can you tell us something about yourself?
Okay, so I'm Karthik Sahani and I've just graduated from DPS Arkipuram. I'll now be pursuing computer science at Stanford University, where I began as a freshman this year. And I'm visually impaired, and there were quite a few challenges all throughout, you know, initially getting science in grade 11 and then managing science, then trying to get into the IITs, and then finally, you know, taking my SATs and the entire application process for universities abroad. So
that's great. Every brilliant student, more so one like you, has a vision. So what did you have envisioned for the future?
I think my vision is to make things more accessible for students. I mean, you know, so that all the students, irrespective of their abilities, can access every thing that's available. You know, if I talk about the virtual resources, there are quite a few resources which are not accessible as of now. So I want to make things easier to use. I want to make things more broadly available for everybody to use.
So,
at Stanford, I intend majoring in computer science and I want to specialize in something that we call human-computer interaction. So what that seeks to do is to make things easier from a user's point of view, you know, just to ensure that there is nothing in your application which is rendered inaccessible. So I'll be trying to make things more accessible and easier to use for everybody.
That's a brilliant vision, especially in a lot of Indian universities where you're at an automatic disadvantage being visually impaired. So I think it's great just to think of making these resources more accessible to everyone on a broad field. So did anyone in particular influence you when you decided to apply abroad and in the whole decision-making process?
Class 11, I met Seema Patnaik ma'am as my English teacher. And after two or three classes, she came up to me and said that, you know, you might as well apply to institutions abroad and I'll get more accommodations there and I'll be able to better utilize my potential there. You know, using the vast array of facilities and accommodations they have there. At that point in time, I had not really given a serious thought to this. So I was bent on entering one of the IITs. But slowly, there were certain issues while applying to the IITs. Unfortunately, the Indian educational system is still very insensitive and it has a rather rigid approach when I talk about students with disabilities. So they could not really understand what the practical difficulties were and how to help me out and how to ensure that I could actually take the examination to the best of my potential and capacity. So that was a challenge. After their depressing guidelines in August 2012, I decided that, you know, right now taking an examination is such a challenge. Even if I get